वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् सेकंड कैंटो चैप्टर सिक्स टेक्स्ट टू आसुनांच वायुश्च तन्नासे परमायणे अश्विनो ओषधीनांच घ्राणो मोद प्रमोदयो ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद हिज टू नॉस्ट्रिल्स एट द जनरेटिंग सेंटर्स ऑफ आवर ब्रीदिंग एंड ऑफ ऑल अदर एयर्स हिज स्मेलिंग पावर्स generate the Ashwini Kumar demigods and all kinds of medicinal herbs. And his breathing energies produce different kinds of fragrance. He is speaking about universal form, isn't it? So, we'll go to next verse. Text 3. रूपाणं तेजसां चक्षुर् दिवः सूर्यस्य चाखिणी कर्णौ दिशां च तीर्थानं श्रोत्रं आकाशो शब्दयो रूपाणं तेजसां चक्षुर् दिव सूर्यस्य चाखिणी कर्णौ दिशां च तीर्थानां श्रोत्रं आकाश शब्दयो
रूपाणां तेजसं चक्षुर् दिव सूर्यस्य चाखिणी कर्णौ दिशां च तीर्थानां श्रोत्रं आकाश शब्दयो
रूपाणां फॉर ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ फॉर्म्स तेजसां Of all that is illuminating, chakyu, the eyes, divaha, that which glitters, suryasya, of the sun, cha, also, akhini, the eyeballs, karnau, the ears, disan, of all directions, cha, and Tithanam, of all the Vedas, Srutram, the sense of hearing, Akasa, the sky, Sabdayo, of all sounds, Rupanam Tirsam Sakhyu, Diva Surjasya Chakhi, Karnau Disam Tithanam, Srutram Akasa Sabdayo. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. His eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms, and they glitter and illuminate. His eyeballs are like the sun and the heavenly planets. His ears hear from all sides and are receptacles for all the Vedas. And his sense of hearing is the generating center of the sky and of all kinds of sound. Please repeat translation. His eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms, and they glitter and illuminate. His eyeballs are like the sun and the heavenly planets. His ears hear from all sides and are receptacles for all the Vedas. And his sense of hearing is the generating center of the sky,
and of all kinds of sound,
purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Tirthanam is sometimes interpreted to mean the places of pilgrimage. But Srila Jiva Goswami says that it means the reception of the Vedic transcendental knowledge. The propounders of the Vedic knowledge are also known as Tirthas. Here this word Tirtha in this verse is given, Karnau Dishanta Tirthanam Srotram Akashabdayo. Prabhupada only speaks on this Tirtha interpretation. Tirtha generally means the places of pilgrimage. But Srila Jiva Goswami says that means the reception of the Vedic transcendental knowledge. The propounders of Vedic knowledge are also known as Tirthas. Tirtha, one meaning is pilgrimage, place of pilgrimage or holy place. Another meaning that Jiva Goswami has given, that is, reception of the Vedic transcendental knowledge, the propounders of Vedic knowledge are also known as Tirthas, those who propound Vedic knowledge. Acharyas, gurus, Vedic acharyas and gurus, they are known, sadhus, in other words, sadhus and Vaishnavas. They are also known as Tirthas, isn't it? In Bhagavatam, you'll find many places, so verses you'll find about Tirtha is given. First kind of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find. Susruso satadhanasya vasudeva katharuchi sya mahasevaya vipra punya tirtha nisevana. Find out that verse. 1, 2, 16. Susruso satadhanasya vasudeva katharuchi Shyan Matsevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nisevana. Here, Tirtha is here. Yes.
O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
Read again.
O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
Punya tirtha nisevana. What the Prabhupada said, punya tirtha nisevana.
Those who are cleansed of all vice.
Those who cleanse all vice, that punya tirtha. In this verse you'll find, this is a Sutta Goswami's face. To Rishis Naimisa, what is that? Naimisaranya, headed by Saunaka, isn't it? Rishis headed by Saunaka. Sususo Sadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi, Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nisemanat. Who develops ruchi or asakti, taste or attachment to Vasudeva Katha, isn't it? Who? Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nisevana. Who is engaged in Mahatseva? Mahat means Mahatma, Sadhu, who are known as Tirtha. Do you understand? Mahatma, Sadhus, Vaishnavas, they are known as Tirtha. Here, propounders of Vedic knowledge are called Tirthas, Jiva Goswami. They are the Vaishnavas, Sadhus, and Vedic Acharyas. This verse says, one who has rendered service, or is engaged in rendering service, to such dear devotees of Krishna, you follow? Vaishnava sadhus, Sri gurus, he develops taste for shastra, bhagavata katha, vasudeva katha, Huh? It's a double test for Vasudeva Katha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavat Katha, isn't it? And attachment for it. Or Punyatirtha, Punyatirtha Nisevanat, this verse, Punyatirtha Nisevanat. That means Punyatirtha means dham, holy places, pilgrimage, Vishnu Tirtha. Do you understand? We say Vishnu Tirtha. Ah, those who go to Vishnu Tirtha's holy places, dham and circumambulate. Dham parikrama, isn't it? We generally do this Gauramandala parikrama, Navdip dham parikrama, Brajmandala parikrama. These are Punya Tirthas. Do you understand? Huh? Those who do that thing. Punya Tirtha parikrama, Vishnu Tirtha parikrama, circumambulate these holy places. Huh? Or those who are engaged in rendering service to Sadguru, Sri Guru, Sadhu, Vaishnavas, they develop test for Vasudeva Katha, isn't it? They develop test for Vasudeva Katha. Otherwise, nobody can develop test. How? What sort of test? What sort of test one develops? That's another question. Yes? What sort of test one develops in Harikatha or Vasudeva Katha? In this respect, two things have been said. What is that? Sam Mohatsevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nisevanatha. Ribala. Mohatsevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nisevanatha. Mohatseva. Mahatma Sadhu, whose heart is Tirtha? Understand me? My language? Try to understand me. This is to be discussed in this. When we speak of Tirtha, this is vast subject matter. Yes, Prabhupada wrote only 2-3 lines. But this needs elucidation. Yes, so vast subject matter. Who is Tirtha? Well, heart is Tirtha. So sadhus vaishnavas, isn't it? Bhakta hudaya is Tirtha. Heart of a bhakta, heart of a vaishnav. Dear devotee of Krishna is Tirtha. Isn't it? Tomar hudaya sada govinda vishnu. Govinda kohin mur vaishnu parat, isn't it? Oh, vaishnav thakur, in your heart, govinda takes rest peacefully and blissfully. Where Govinda is there, that is Tirtha, isn't it? That is heart. The heart of such a Vaishnava, sadhu, is Tirtha. One is engaged in the service of such a Vaishnava, sadhu, whose heart is Tirtha. In his heart, Govinda takes rest. He serves Tirtha. Punya Tirtha Nisevanat. This is fasting. The heart of a Vaishnava is a Punya Tirtha. And second thing is to circumambulate. Dham, Bhagavad Dham, Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Mathura Dham, place of Lord Hari. Isn't it? Pastimes, the place related to the pastimes of Lord Hari or Krishna, that is also Tirtha. You understand? And the heart of a sadhu, their devotee, is also Tirtha. If you circumambulate such a sadhu, then you get the result of circumambulating Tirtha. Understand me? These two things are here, in this verse. If you Tirtha Seva, that is Tirtha Seva, who serves Tirtha? Who serves Dham? Dham Seva, isn't it? Tirtha Seva, Dham Seva. Who serves Dham? Who serves the sadhu's heart is Tirtha? In whose heart Krishna is there peacefully, blissfully resides? He gets this result Vasudeva Katharuchi. Here gets the result. Vasudeva Katharuchi. Here was test for Vasudeva Katha. Krishna Katha. Test and attachment to it. Otherwise, how can we get? In other words, without Tirtha Seva, that means Dham Seva or Sadhu Seva, Sadhu Guru Vaishnava Seva, Adi Tirtha, Mahatma Seva, nobody can develop test for this Vasudeva Katha. Understand? So who is Mahatma? Who is Mahat? That's another question. Who is he? What is in term? Bolo? Yeah. Who is Mahatma? Mahatmakti, in answer to this, Bhagavad says what? Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvei gunistatra sanasvati sura harava bhaktasya kupamahat guna manarthe nasati dhavata bahi. He is Mahat, isn't it? He is Mahatma. He is sadhu. To render service to such a Mahatma, sadhu means tirtha seva. Do you understand? Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvei gunistatra sanasvati sura harava bhaktasya kupamahat guna manurthi nasati dhavata bahi. One has developed akinchana bhakti. What do you mean by akinchana bhakti? What is that? Bolo? Are Baba, he is speaking in the English language, in translation. Akinchana bhakti, another devotion. Pure devotion to Krishna. Only devotion to Krishna, only is attached to Krishna. You develop strong attachment to Krishna only. You have no attachment. Any sort of attachment, Krishnetara Visaya. Visaya Ravastu Adurdhyan Krishna. Understand my language? Say yes or no. Other than Krishna, is no attachment, any object or anything other than Krishna. That is another devotion. Understand? Understand now? That is another devotion. He is Mahatma and Mahat, isn't it? And he's endowed with all transcendental qualities. Mahad guna, isn't it? Sarvei guna istatra smasate sura. Sarvei guna istatra smasate sura. He's endowed with all transcendental qualities. All demigods are there in his person. Sarva mahaguna guna vaishnava sarire. Krishna bhakte krishner guna sagali sanchare. Sarva mahaguna guna. Vaishnava Sarire. Such a Vaishnava. Premi Bhakta, dear devotee, was bound up. Krishna is the rope of love in his heart. He is Tirtha. Yes, he is Tirtha. Where is Krishna? That is Tirtha. So such a Vaishnava is there. That is Tirtha. His heart is Tirtha. Krishna rests there. Do you understand? Sarva Mahaguna Gana Vaishnava Sarire. Krishna Bhakte Krishna Guna Sagali Sanchare. All transcendent qualities. Mahaguna Gana, Vaishnava Sarire. Sadhya Vaishnava is there. He is endowed with the whole transcendental qualities. Krishna, Bhakte Krishna Guna Sukali Santare. The dear devotee of Krishna, he is endowed with the whole transcendental qualities that Krishna possesses. Yes. He is Tirtha. He is Tirtha. Do follow. He is not attached any subject matter, any visaya, any subject, or any object other than Krishna. We follow. He is akinchana. He is Mahatma. He is Mahat Vyakti. Yes. One who serves him, he gets the result of Tirtha Seva. Isn't it? He gets the result of Tirtha Seva. He develops this attachment, asati, ruchi, sarva, vasudeva katha. Otherwise, how can one get it? You follow? Then comes also first canto, fifth chapter, tenth verse also speaks about this also. Na jatvi paschitra padam harajjaso jagar pavitram pragrunita karichit tad vayasam tirtham santi manasa na jatra hansa niramanti usikhaya. Yet this also says tirtha. Speaks of vayasam tirtha. Na jatvi paschitra padam harajjaso jagar pavitram pragrunita karichit tad vayasam tirtham santi manasa. Not that Hunsan Ramunti Usikya. Eight translation? 1, 5, 10. Yes.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows.
Place of pilgrimage of crows. Vayasutitva. That is Vayasutitva. What is that? Read again.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord.
Those words, those topics, don't describe the glories of the Lord, yes.
Who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe.
Only the glories of the Lord can sanctify the whole universe. But those topics, those words, don't describe the glories of the Lord. What are they?
They are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows.
Saintly person consider those things as pilgrimage for crows. Vayasutitva. Not husutitva. Yes?
Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there.
Such saintly person, they are paramahansas. Vayasa and Hansa. Vayasa means crow, Hansa means swan, isn't it? Swan separates milk from the water, isn't it? You mix milk and water, a swan can separate it. Only accept milk. Rejects water. Hansa, Paramahansa. So such those words don't describe the glories of Lord. They are saintly person consider they are vayasutitva. They are pilgrimage for crows. Do you understand? They are not pilgrimage for hansas, swans, for monsas. Yes? Completed?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? So hansas, you see. Atma Ramas, Munaya, Nirgantha Iva, Urukrami Kurubanti, Hetungi Bhakti, Atma Ramas, Munaya, Atma Ramas, such Paramahansas, those take pleasure. In Krishna, glorification of Krishna, Krishna Katha, they are Hansas, Paramahansas. Those Paramahansas, that means those Hansas swans, where do you find those swans? Manasa Sarabara, isn't it? Shankar Pandit Prabhu, Manasa Sarabara, there are swans. Isn't it? And Mansarovar varieties of lotuses are there. Soft-petaled lotuses. Rajahansa, the swans, they move around there, swim around there. Manasa Rajahansa, what is that? Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarante visantu manasa radhamsa. Isn't it? So, such a atmarama, sadhu, his mind is like swan. Visatme manasa radhamsa. Let my mind, that is a swan, move around your lotus feet, O Krishna. Krishna's feet are lotus. So, in manasa saravara, many varieties of lotuses are there, soft petal lotuses, and the swans, radhahansas, they move around, because they move around these lotuses and eat the stem, munara, paddha munara. That is their food only. So the paramahansas, their mind is like swan, and they offer prayer, O my Lord, let my manasa radhahansa, my mind is like, compared to swan, move around your two lotus feet. Just take pleasure. So that is, in manasaravara, that is radhahansa, swans are there. So that is hansatirtha. Do you understand? Not vayasatirtha, not place of pilgrimage, cross. Where the cross hover around. Where? Until the garbage is there. Isn't it? Nasty things are there. Stool is there. Blood is there. Mucus is there. Thrown out food stuff is there. The clothes hover around that. Do you understand? That is vayasatirtha. Do you follow? Vayasatirtha. Those words or topics don't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Saintly person consider is vayasatirtha. Pilgrimage for clothes. Clothes take. Delight and hover around this garbage pot, stool pot, isn't it? A stool there, garbage there, nasty things are thrown out. That is vayasatirtha. Vayasatirtha and hansatirtha. Siddhar Swami says, that is vayasatirtha. Where kaam is, karm is, materialistic person take delight in those topics. Topics of, let's say, sense gratification, political topics, isn't it? The karmis take delight in it. So that is vayasatirtha. They are like vayasa, they are like clothes. Veera Raghava say, what is vayasatirtha? Where the lusty people, a person whose heart is filled with many lusty desires, a very lusty person, gets delight in one topic. Topics of sense gratification, especially sexual enjoyment, isn't it? He takes delight in it. That is vayasatirtha. Yes. So these are authorities they have said. Similar verse you'll find. Similar verse you'll find 12th canto. 12th canto Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, 51 verse, similar verse. Nada vivas chitrapadam, this similar verse. Nata vivas chitrapadam harerjaso jagat pavitram pragrunita garichit tad bhankhyati thang natu hanso sevidam jatra chitas tatrahi sadhava mala. Same verse, similar verse. Natad vatas chitrapadam harerjaso jagat pavitram pragunita karichit tad dhankhati tham yathethaita natu hansa sevidam jatra chitas tatrahi sadhava mala. Same meaning. The words that don't glorify Lord Hari or Krishna, may, a very nice word, flowery language, but never glorify Lord Hari or Krishna. That is bhayasa tirtha. Do you understand? It is made for crows, kakotulya, such persons, those who rejoice in nasty topics, topics of sense enjoyment, topics of sensual enjoyment, they are like crows. They rejoice in those worst topics, isn't it? But glories of Lord Hari and Krishna purify the whole world, jagat pavitra rasa, isn't it? But those who are hansas, paramahansas, hansa sevitam, tadhankhya sevitam, na tu hansa sevitam, jatrasita satrahi sadhavavala. Those are sadhus, vaishnavas, paramahansas, sun-like persons. They never take delight on these words or topics, that don't glorify Lord Hari or Krishna. Persons, those of crow mentality, bias, they take delight in, not hansa sevita, because that those words don't glorify Lord Hari or Krishna. Glorification of Lord Hari and Krishna purify the whole universe. Yes, but so many in mundane poets are there, isn't it? They write many poems, decorated, very nice language, flowery language, but no glorification of Lord Hari. Yes, sir. Never purify the whole world. So only persons who have crow mentality, do you understand? The crows take delight in garbage, fool. And persons who are, karmis, materialistic persons, those run behind this sense gratification, do you understand? Objects of sense enjoyment, thinking themselves enjoyers, they take delight in all these topics. They speak about sense enjoyment. Those who are engaged in sense gratification, objects of sense enjoyment, they are eating stool. And carcass, biases, crows, they eat stool. And those persons eat stool. Do you follow? They are biases, they are crows-like, crow-like persons, they are not hansa, they are like swan-like persons. Swan separates milk from water. Those are paramahansas. They only take delight in those words that describe glorify Lord Hari and Krishna, that will purify the whole universe. You understand? Same verse is there. 12th canto. Found. Then another point also comes up here. Generally, the holy dham, tirtha, place of pilgrimage, many sinful persons also go there to wash up their sins, isn't it? Many sinful persons go there to take bath in the water of the holy dham, tirtha jalasna, isn't it? Thereby, they think their sin will be washed off. If it will go on like that, then what will happen? All sinful persons go there to such a tirtha, place of pilgrimage, dham, to wash up, to have a dip there, and wash up their sinful reaction, then the sinful action will be accumulated there like Himalayan mountain. How the place will become tirtha? But there is verse also there also. In Srimad Bhagavatam, jasya atma buddhi kuno pe, tidhatuke, sudhi kalda adi subhamujyadhi, যথেষ্ট বুদ্ধি সলিলে ন করেছে জনেসু অভিজ্ঞেসু সব গোখর ফেমস সলিলে ন করেছে যে আত্মবুদ্ধি কোন পেত ধাতুকে সোধি কলতরা আদি শুভমি যদি যথেষ্ঠ বুদ্ধি সলিলে ন করেছে জনেসু অভিজ্ঞেসু সব গোখর ইজ নট কল্ড এ হিউম্যান বিং ওয়াজ অ্যাকসেপ্টেড দিস কুণপ দিস ব্যাগ বডি ইজ এ ব্যাগ ইজ এ ব্যাগ ফিল্ড উইথ থ্রি ধাতুস হ্যাট ইজ দ্যাট অপবাত পিত মিউকস বাই এয়ার ইজেন্ট ইট শঙ্কর পঞ্চ প্রভু মিউকস বাই এয়ার থ্রি ধাতুস ফিল্ড ইন দিস ব্যাগ এ পার্সন ওয়াজ অ্যাকসেপ্টেড দিস ব্যাগ দিস বডি দিস সেলফ হোয়াট ইজ হি স এব গোখর ইজ নট কল্ড এ হিউম্যান বিং ইজ আইদার এ অ্যান আস আর এ খাও অ্যান অ্যানিমল টু লেগ দ্য অ্যানিমল যে আত্মবুদ্ধি কোন পেতি ধার সবই কোন আদি শুভমি যদি ইজ অ্যাকসেপ্টেড বডি দি What is everything? It's very dear. This kunapa, this bag filled with three dhatus, bile, mucus, air, except the body itself, and those are related to the body. Sodhi kalatradiso. My wife, related to the body, wife, my son, my daughter, my kith and kin, relatives. Friends, those are related to his body. That's why they are mine. Not related to body, they are others. Isn't it? And so the land in which this bag is born, a motherland, that is to be worshipped. Janani, Janma Bhumi, birthplace, motherland, mother. To be worshipped. Isn't it? There is a song there in India, very popular. Sridhalang, Subhalang, Sasya Syamalang. My motherland is such very nice. Sridhala, Subhala. Sasya Syamala, full of varieties of corns, nice land that is to be. Bande Mataram. Let me offer worship to that mother. Do you understand? They never say, offer worship to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Do you understand? Those are accepted the body, the self, the bag, filled with three dhatus, mucus, bile, air, the self. And related to this bag, they are mine. Not related, they are others. They are gokhara. Jasyatma buddhi kuna peti dhatke sudhi kardas bhumi jatitha buddhi na sarile karije janesu abhigyesu saye bhago. There may be in the human society very, very elevated. May have occupied a very elevated position. Great leaders, political leaders. Ministers, presidents, but they have accepted the body, this bag itself, and they are related to the bag, their mind, my wife, my son, my daughter, my family man, my countrymen. Not related to others. Bhagavata says they are not human beings. So eva gokhara. Either us or an us or two legged animal. Srimad Bhagavatam is complete impartial shastra. Nirapekhya shastra, isn't it? Never looks at anybody's face. Oh, this is Shankar Pandit, how can I say like that? No. Impartial, complete impartial, unpalatable truth. Speaks unpalatable truth, but unpalatable, not palatable, yes. They cannot be categorized as human beings. They have two legs, the animals. Those are accepted the bag as self. And related to the bag is mine, not related to others. And solid acorices, another point also. Yasya-atma-buddhi-kuna-peti-dhāta-kesva-dhi-kalasāsa-dhamidhyati. Na-tirtha-buddhi-solid acorices. This is tirtha. Only the such persons go to tirtha, place of pilgrimage, just to wash up, just to have a dip in holy water, just to wash up their sinful actions. Tirtha. Solid tirtha. Only in the water tirtha is there, only water. But don't know how the place. If this will go on, then sinful reactions will accumulate there like Himalayan mountain. How the place will become tirtha? Huh? Why the place has become tirtha? They don't know. Huh? Why? Huh? Because sadhus go there. Huh? Whose heart is tirtha? Those who have carried Govinda, Krishna in their heart. The heart is Vrindavan, tirtha. Sadhus go. Sadhus, those are real tirtha. They go there. Propounder of Vedic knowledge are tirtha here, he said. Those sadhus propound Vedic knowledge. Speak about, glorify Supreme Lord Hari, Krishna. Isn't it? Sadhus go there. Sadhus stay there. Sadhus do bhajan there. Therefore, the sinful reactions are counteracted. Otherwise, it will accumulate there like Himalayan mountain. How the place will become tirtha? The person goes to have a deep only holy water to wash up his sinful activity, but don't know why the place has become tirtha, because the presence of sadhu, he don't go to sadhu, he don't associate with sadhu, he don't hear Krishna katha, then what is the benefit of his tirtha jatra? One who does like that, he is gokhara. He is gokhara. He is like either an ass or cow. He is not a human being. You understand? Because real tirtha is there. Those are carried Krishna in their heart. Their heart is tirtha sadhu. Reside there. They go there. They purify the place. Therefore the place has become tirtha. First canto. Bhagavatam says this thing, isn't it?
Bhavadvidha bhagavata tirthibhuta svayam vibho tirthikuruvanti tirthani svantasthena darabhruta.
Yes? First canto, 13th chapter. 13th chapter. Text 10. Bhavadvidha bhagavata tirthibhuta svayam vibho tirthikuruvanti tirthani svantasthena darabhruta. Yes.
My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places to personify. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart.
They're real tirtha, yes.
You turn all places into places of pilgrimage.
Yudhishthira Maharaj, this is statement of Yudhishthira Maharaj. When Vidura is such a Vaishnava, dear devotee of Krishna, he had gone out for pilgrimage. When he returned, Vidura returned. So Yudhishthira Maharaj glorified him, uttering this verse. Bhavadvidha bhagavata bhagavata tirthibhuta svayam vibho tirthikuruvanti tirthani svantasthena gadabhruta. You understand? Vidura returned to Hastinapura. That time Yudhishthira Maharaj uttered this verse and glorified him. Sat Bhagavata, Sat Vaishnava, Sat dear devotees are really tirtha swarup. You understand? They are tirtha. You are such a Vaishnava, you know, you are real tirtha because you carry Krishna in your heart. You understand? Therefore, such persons, sadhus go to those places. Therefore the place becomes such, when such a sadhu is there, such place becomes tirtha, who carries Lord in his heart. The heart is tirtha. Otherwise that place will become tirtha. So such persons go to tirtha to have a deep only. They don't go to such sadhus.
Nanda sadhu sangha? And don't hear Krishna katha. What is the benefit of that? Tirtha jata. They are animals. Two-legged animals like us and cow. Gokhara. They don't know what is the real tirtha. Do you understand? So, this is also said there. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Because of tirth, such Vaishnavas go there, the real tirtha, the artist tirtha, who carry Krishna in their heart, they go to such places, therefore, that place becomes tirtha. And the sinful reactions are counteracted, destroyed. Otherwise, how the place will become tirtha? Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Vaishnavaro eiho sobhavo nisalo teho jivo nahena hana svatantra isara teho jivo nahena hana svatantra isara. I think it's Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. I don't know the text number, all right. Vaishnavara iha eka svabhava nishchala teha jivana hen hana svatantra isvara. This is the nature of a Vaishnava. He wanders. He wanders from place to place. Paribrajaka acharya. Isn't it? Who does paribrajan? Paribrajan means one traveling. Sadhu, who is real Vaishnava sadhu, he never sits down in one place. Do you understand? He never stays in one place. He wanders. He wanders throughout the world. Do you understand? There is one saying, Chalte hue sadhu, bahte hue pani. Understand me? Sadhu, who is moving, always moving. Yes, from place to place. And water that flows constantly, never accumulates filth. Water, stagnant water, not flowing water, that accumulates filth. But flowing water never accumulates filth. The sadhu, that is chalte hue sadhu. A sadhu, Vaishnava, who is always moving from place to place. He will never accumulate any filth. Do you understand? That means you'll never develop material attachment. You stay in one place, then, oh, this is my place, my motto, my motto. My motto, he said, my motto. My ashram. Develops attachment. Chalte hue sadhu, bahte hue pani, he said. Sadhu that moves, always moves from one place to another, always moving, wandering, very proud. He never accumulates material attachment. Filth. And water that flows, they never accumulate. But doesn't flow, stagnant water, so much filth. Vaishnavara eiha eka svabhava nishchala teha jiva nahen hana svatantra isvara. This is the nature of a Vaishnava. He always moves. To purify the tirthas, he moves. Do you understand? From place to place, holy places. Thereby, those sinful persons go there, materialistic persons go there. Fortunately, they come in contact with such sadhu, wandering sadhu, who is wandering tirtha, moving tirtha. Isn't it my language? Understand? It's moving tirtha. Fortunately, materialistic person, fortunately, meets such a sadhu, then he becomes purified and he will be delivered. This is the nature of Vaishnavas. Therefore they travel. They move from one place to another to purify the places and to deliver the materialistic persons. Yes. They come in contact with such moving tirtha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, but he came as sadhu. Came as a sadhu. Came as a bhakta, came as a Vaishnava, isn't it? Kali Yuga sadhu guru miliva duskar janiya. Sadhu guru rupe Krishna janmila nodiya, isn't it? Sankarpant Prabhu. Understand? Kali Yuga Sadhu Guru Bilva Duskur Janya. Sadhu Guru Rupe Krishna Janmila Nodhya. In Kali Yuga is very difficult to get a real Sadhu Guru. Yes. So, in order to set up example to show who is real Sadhu Guru, therefore Krishna himself took birth in Nadia as Sadhu Guru. Do you understand? Bhakta, the devotee. Then, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is not Jiva, mere Jiva, he is Swatantra Ishwara, he is Supreme Lord. Yes, he is Supreme Lord. Teha Jiva Nahen, ano Swatantra Ishwara. Bhakta Avatara, this is Vaishnava. So, those who are Bhagavata, embodiment of Bhagavata, their devotees, their embodiment of Bhagavata, they move from one place to another, they move from places of pilgrimage, different tirtha, to purify and to also deliver the majesty person, those who go to that tirtha, in order to wash off their sinful reactions, and to have a dip in the holy water. Therefore, sadhus, who are moving tirthas, heart is tirtha, in their heart they carry Supreme Lord, they move from place to place, thereby wherever they go, that place becomes a tirtha. That place becomes tirtha. Because such dear devotees, Sudha Bhaktas, Paradukhe Dukhi, their heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of the fallen jivas. You understand? Whose heart bleeds? Their heart bleeds. That is their nature. Mahanta Svabhavai Tarite Pamor Nijokarja Nahitavai Jantarva. This is the Svabhava Mahatma. Mahanta Svabhava. This is Svabhava. Nature of the Mahatma. Vaishnava Sadhu. Tarite Pamor. Just to deliver. Deliver the most sinful, most degraded person. Therefore he goes to the doorstep of a materialistic person. Why he goes? What business he has? To bake bread? I am hungry, give me bread. No. Tarite Pamor. In order to deliver him. That person, materialistic person, completely forgetful of Krishna, developed very strong attachment to the material world, material objects of sense enjoyment, thinking himself, I am enjoyer. Sadhu goes there, so therefore he has been suffering, lots of life suffering. Let me go there, inculcate Krishna consciousness into them. He will be delivered. No other business they have, sadhus have no other business. Mahanta Svabhava Itarite Pamor, Nijokarja Nahi, Jauntarva. He has no business. He goes to the doorstep of the person, just to serve mercy on him, and to inculcate Krishna consciousness unto him, thereby he will be delivered. No more suffering. This is the nature of Sudha Bhakta, pure devotees. And Srimad Mahaprabhu was doing like that because he appeared as a devotee. He is not Jiva, he is Svatantra Ishwara. This is all you can find in Bhagavata, Chaitanya Charitamrita about Tirtha. Narottam Das Thakur also has sang a nice song. Tirtha phala, Tirtha phala sadhu sanga, sadhu sange antaranga, Tirtha phala sadhu sanga. Sri Krishna bhajana manaro, Sri Krishna bhajana manaro, japa sadhu tatha tirtho, thira kari nija chito, tatha tirtho, Sthira kari nija chitto sadhu sanga kara nirantara sadhu sanga kara nirantara je tithe vaisnava nahi se tithe te nahi jai तिथे ते नहीं जाई की लाभो हां तिया दूर देह की लाभो हां तिया दूर देह यथाए वैष्णव गण से स्थान वृंदावन जथाए वैष्णवगण से स्थान वृंदावन से स्थाने आनंद शेष से स्थाने आनंद शेष Nathan Das Thakur says, what is the real Tirtha? Tirtha pala sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha antaranga Sri Krishna bhajan manohara. Jatha sadhu tadha tirtha. Thira kari nija chitta sadhu sangha kara nirantara. Where there is sadhu, that place is Tirtha. Because his heart is Tirtha. Because his care is Supreme Lord Krishna, Lord Hari in his heart. Is moving tirtha. Is moving tirtha. Do you understand? Where such a sadhu is there, dear devotee of Krishna, Lord Hari is there, premi bhakta, that place becomes tirtha. Do you understand? Tirtha pala sadhu sangha. Going to a place of pilgrimage if you don't, go to a sadhu who is real tirtha, who has made the place tirtha. If you want associate with him, if you want to hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha from him, then your so-called pilgrimage, what's a pilgrimage? Tirtha Jatra is useless. Isn't it? Useless. Tirtha Pala Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha Antaranga. Sri Krishna Bhajana. If you miss a sadhu, hear Krishna Katha from him, then your Tirtha Jatra, become successful. Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. Gaya is a tirthasthan, isn't it? Gaya Dham, tirthasthan, the place of pilgrimage. Mahaprabhu went there. Just why he went is a only external apparent purpose. That will offer oblation for deceased father Jagannath Islam. That's social custom. You understand me? Social custom. Generally, nobody goes from west to upper. But in India it is there. Father Vitru Purush, upper Pinda, oblations in the Gaya Tirtha, they go there. You follow? So, this is apparent only. Mahaprabhu went there, according to social custom. But he said, Gaya Jatra Sopola Amar. Jatakhan Dekhilam Charan Tumar. But he met Ishwarpuri there. Isn't it? His guru, Ishwarpuri, Pradhan, famous Vaishnava. Do you understand? Gaya Jatra Sopola Amar. Jatakhan Dekhilam Charan Tumar. Mahaprabhu said, coming to Gaya, coming to this place of pilgrimage, Gaya, I achieved success. My pilgrimage is successful because I saw you, Ishwarpuri. I saw your lotus feet. That is Tirtha Jatra, Tirtha Phala. Otherwise, you may do pilgrimage, but you won't meet a sadhu, then what is the value of your Tirtha Jatra? It is useless. Do you follow? Samasa Tirtha Tirtha to me, Mahaprabhu said. You are the tirtha of all tirthas, Ishwarpuriya. Isn't it? You are tirtha of all tirthas. Generally, people go to such tirtha Gayadham just to offer blessings for this is father, forefathers. So whose name you will utter, he may be delivered. How many names will you utter? Your father. Then his father in Bhagavad, how many names can you utter? Three, four names maybe. Your father, then father's father, then his father, in how many names? The Pandas Brahmins are there, they say, all right, tell names for whom will offer blessings. You may tell the name of his father is deceased. Then father's father or father. Two, three, four names. They may be delivered. Not more than that. The Mahaprabhu says, Gaya Jatya Safala Amar, Yodakshano Yakilam Charana Tumar. Coming to Gaya, my pilgrimage is successful because I saw your lotus feet, O Vaishnava Prabha. Most elevated Vaishnava, Ishwarpuri. Isn't it? So, Tirtha Tirtha to me, you are the Tirtha of all Tirthas. Yes, Vaishnava. Tirtha of all Tirthas, Koti, Koti Pitru Puru Suddha, if someone will personate and meet such a Tirtha, such a most elevated Vaishnava like Ishwarpuri, crores of his forefathers will be delivered. Crores of his forefathers will be delivered. But going to a Tirtha only, order two, three names and appropriation, two, three. Four fathers may be delivered, but you can deliver crores of, crores of four fathers. Kodi, Itrupuru Siddhar, it is that. Such a Tirtha is a Vaishnava, isn't it? Tirtha Bala Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha Antaranga, Sri Krishna Bhajan Manohara. Because sadhus go there, the real Tirtha, stay there and do bhajan Krishna, bhajan. If you meet such a sadhu, then your pilgrimage will be successful. Otherwise, no success, that's a failure. Jatha sadhu, tatha tittho, thiro kurini ja chitto, sadhu sangha kuro niyantara. Where there is such a sadhu, there is tittha. That place becomes tittha. Oh, stupid mind, hear me, this is telling to the mind. Mana, tume sada tittha brahmane tattha. That's a song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song also. This is Narottamdas Thakur. Mana tumi tirtha brahmani gata. A stupid mind. You are very interested in doing pilgrimage. Do you know what is real pilgrimage? Pilgrimage. Jatha sadhu tatha tirtha. Where such a sadhu is there? That is tirtha. A stupid mind understands this thing. Always do sadhu sangha. Always do sadhu sangha, susha sadhu sadhu. Then you are always in tirtha. Je tirthe vaishnava nahi, se tirthe te nahi jai. Kila bahanti adro desa. If there is no vaishnava, why will go to such place? Why will go to such place? There is no vaishnava. There is no tirtha. Why will go thousands of miles? You may be going to Vrindavan dham or Mathura dham or Gaya dham, spending thousands of dollars. Traveling thousands of miles, but there is no Vaishnava. You can meet such a Vaishnava. Why spending such amount of money? Why are you traveling thousands of miles? Useless. Useless. Only wastage of money, energy, time. Nothing. Nothing. Yes. Ki labh? Ki labh hantiya dura desa? Why? Travel so thousand miles is wasted of money and time and energy. Understand? Jathaya Vaishnavagana, Seisthana Vrindavana, Seisthane Anandoses. Where such Vaishnava or Vaishnavas are there? That is real Tirtha, that is real Vrindavan. That is real Vrindavan. Such a sadhu, that is Krishna. That's Tirtha, that's Vrindavan. such transcendental pleasure, joyfulness is there. Yes. He's intelligent. Who is intelligent, he can understand what is real Tirtha. Yes. We should go meet such a sadhu, Vaishnava, who carries Krishna in his heart. He's moving Tirtha. Then he is really in Tirtha sthan. He is really in place of pilgrimage. Eh? Mahaprabhu, we are discussing that. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Sikhya, teaching Sanatana, Sadhana Bhakti, 64 items Mahaprabhu said. And at last he gave 5 things. That's it. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravana, Mathura Vasa. Sri Murtira Swadhaya Arsava, E Ponchir, Alpa Sangha Krishna Bhakti Janmaya. At last, in conclusion, he said, you may not observe 64 items, but at least 5 things you should do daily. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravana, Mathura Vasa. Mathura is Tirtha. Tirtha Vasa. Mathura Vasa. Sri Murtira Swadhaya Arsava. Then if you do daily, then you can develop Krishna Bhakti. Yes. But if you do Sadhu Sangha, everything is there. One thing. All 5 things come up there, isn't it? Sadhya Sadhu, if you meet, you are fortunate to meet Sadhya Sadhu, associate with Sadhya Sadhu, automatically you do. Nam Kirtan Sadhu is engaged in Nam Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Automatically you will do Nam Kirtan. Sadhu Sangha Siddha Nam Kirtan. Asusha Sadhu, then you can utter pure name. Yes. Otherwise you cannot utter pure name. Either Nama Bhasa or Nama Parada. Either Nama Bhasa or Nama Parada. Your so-called chant will either Nama Bhasa or Nama Parada. No pure name will come out. It will chant in the association, Sadhya Sadhu, Pure Sadhu, automatically pure name will come up. You understand? Automatically Nam Kirtan is there. And Bhagavata Sravana, Sadhu speaks Bhagavata. Yes. Sadhu Sangya Hai Krishna Katha Apana. What does Sadhu do? Does he speak political topics? Topics of Sanskrit enjoyment? No. He only speaks Krishna Katha. Sadhu Sangya Hai Krishna Katha Apana. Then you hear Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha, Bhagavata Sravan, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, Mathura Vasa. Where Sathya Sadhu? That is Mathura. That is Vrindavan. Mathura means appearance place of Krishna. Isn't it? Where Sathya Sadhu? Krishna is there. Yes, carries Krishna in his heart. He speaks pure Krishna Katha. Where Sathya speaks pure Krishna Katha? Krishna becomes attracted. Krishna runs there. Yes, he runs there. You follow? He runs there. Krishna says, Nahu pisthami vaikunthe yogina hrudayinato madbhakta jatragayanti tatva pisthami narada. Yes, said that thing to Narada. Narada, where am I? Where will you find me? I am not in Vaikuntha. I am not the heart of a yogi, meditational yogi. Dhyana yogi. Bhakta gayanti. Nahu pisthami vaikunthe yogina hrudayinato. Madbhakta-satra-gayana. My dear devotees who are glorify me, speak my katha, I am there. Krishna is attracted. Krishna is not attracted. Attractive is katha is attractive. His katha is not different from Krishna. Krishna runs there. So Krishna appears there. So sadhu speaks Krishna katha, Krishna appears, that place becomes Mathura, Vrindavan. So, now you are in Mathura, Vrindavan, no? If you do so, sadhu, sadhu. Automatically, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravana, Mathura Vasa. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravana, Mathura Vasa. Srimati Svadhaya Arpa. Arjan, sadhu has did it, therefore you'll get the opportunity to offer worship to Vigraha Archana. Sadhu Sangha gives you 5 things. So, daily do Sadhu Sangha. He is in Tirtha, in Mathura and Vrindavan, and he hears Krishna Katha. Sarsadhu, he develops taste for it. Punya Tirthani Sivana. Then he does sadhus seva, tirtha seva, dham seva. Then very easily develop. Attachment, attraction, test for Vasudeva Katha. Vasudeva Katha. Then his life will be successful. Always in tirtha. Always in tirtha. Isn't it? Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai. Bhagavata Kathamrita ki jai. Bhagavata Kathamrita rasa pipasu Bhaktavinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai. Came out. Why? How? It would not have come out. Yes. Really? Hey. Hey! Bola! Nothing. They cannot lift me. Hare Bala.